Sup, bitches?
Oh, come on. You could have done better than that.
Sup, bitches? Guess what? We's back, motherfuckers. Well, and guess what? I don't give a crap about the explicit tag for this episode.
Explicit tag? Okay, good. Yeah, we're almost back.
So, I apologize for the delay in regards to posting. There's been a lot of personal life stuff. I've had kids' birthday parties. Ryan's had a wedding. Josh broke his dick in a truck stop glory hole.
True story.
He's actually not with us today. His penis is still on the mend.
It's still on the mend. He can't drive. Makes it kind of awkward, he said. So we just told him to sit this one out.
Yeah, it's in a little mini cast. Apparently, he keeps hitting it with the steering wheel.
A little much.
Just kidding. So Josh was helping his mom unpack some stuff at her new house and fell down the stairs holding a huge box and broke his leg and popped it out of socket.
Yep.
And they can't put it back in place until the hairline fracture heals. So he has been drugged out of his mind for the last few weeks, and we were hoping to wait for his recovery, but screw him. It's been way too long.
Yeah, it's been a little bit too long.
So with our return, we are going to change formats a bit, however. We will still have the half-hour episodes normally. This episode will be a little bit different since it's been quite a while, and, well, we've got a lot to talk about. Just random stuff. This is nowhere near a regular topic episode. But we are going to start adding segments. Just small little things.
Kind of segments?
Well, for example, since we've been spending so much time in Final Fantasy XIV, I think we should have a small segment called This Week in Final Fantasy.
I like it.
The weird crap ends up getting thrown in here.
Oh, yeah.
I think we're going to have a section for future plans, because I've actually got a few big ones that are 95% set in stone. It's just all a matter of what ends up occurring with them, and they're actually pretty decent things, so I figure we could always let them know that we are working on other things.
Yeah, instead of staying with the same old, just be a little bit easier to do some new.
There will be the occasional section of fuck you, some random player.
This week, Valrhone Sincoth.
Yes, this week is fuck you, Ben. And the best part about this is we know Ben's listening. Hi, mm-hmm. Ben. Fuck you. We don't know why, but just fuck you. We'll come up with something by the time we get to that section.
Give me 5 minutes. I'll find something.
One thing that I was actually asked to talk about today is mobile games. Why? I'm not entirely sure, but it's what I get for reaching out and saying, hey, is there anything you want to hear about this time?
Mobile games? Was this from who I think it was from?
Who?
Randy.
Yes, it's from Randy.
Fucking course it's from Randy. I hate you, Randy. I know you're listening.
So, the only reason in regards to this was I just kind of asked around from people that I know are listening to see if they'd mind if we just kind of did a BS episode for a return. And they all thought it was a pretty good idea, but they all kind of had their 2 cents they wanted to throw in.
Of course.
So for Randy, it was mobile games. And in particular, he was referring to the Final Fantasy mobile games.
Go figure.
So Mobius and Record Keeper and Brave Exvius?
I don't play them.
I don't play that
one. Not that they're bad. I just don't play them.
So they are exactly what you expect them to be. They're mobile games. And they're the epitome of mobile game. They are microtransaction galore for you to get all of the nice, nifty, cool stuff, which is very bad for people that are OCD in regards to wanting to unlock everything. And I completely get a lot of people...
Just like Dynasty Warriors with me.
Yes. A lot of people giving a lot of flack in regards to, like, Square doing this.
Mm-hmm.
But if you devote the time, you can unlock everything without ever having to purchase it. I'm still not a big fan of that. Because that's an insane amount of time you need to pump into the game. But they also don't have advertisements in their game for you to be spending all that time in there where they're just making money in the background.
Yeah.
So
that's their source of income.
So the microtransaction model kind of works for them, right?
Yeah. Well, considering most of the apps are free. Actually, all the apps are free. It's just they rely on the microtransaction. And since it's a well-known established franchise such as Final Fantasy, people are going to play the game regardless. So, like you said, those OCD people that want everything unlocked. I mean, I bought some Krista or whatever the hell it was that you had to buy in there just so I could unlock Ystola. Because I needed a healer and she just became available. So this was like a year ago.
For Record Keeper?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep, for Record Keeper. And I was like, I want Ystola. So I just bought her.
And I mean, they're not horrible games. But you have to understand, they are in fact mobile games. There are no ad bases in there, like most mobile games, and then still having microtransactions. I don't agree with that.
You see the new one that just came out?
No. The Kingdom Hearts one?
Elder Scrolls. They came out with a card game mobile game.
Oh, yeah, I knew that was coming out, and I'm just like, oh, well, that sounds stupid.
I tried it. I was like, oh, you know, me being me, you know, that douchebag that does nothing but play the Elder Scrolls games. It's not great.
Like, I liked Gwent. It was a different card game. Triple Triad during Final Fantasy VIII
yep.
was awesome. Final Fantasy XIV, not so much, because Triple Triad's kind of been overdone.
Literally all I do with Triple Triad is if I get the card from a dungeon, I get it, and then I just go do whatever I'm doing. If, like, I got the Ultra Rare Titan card, I sold it. I got 175,000 gil for that card, because it's Ultra Rare.
I've just been throwing this stuff out. I should probably go...
look to see if it's worth money, because people...
I could probably use the MGP.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, they are microtransaction heavy, but not required.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you're willing to put the time in, and... Like, Record Keeper is great, especially for huge fans of the series, because it spans all timelines, it touches everything.
Yeah.
Mobius is an insanely beautiful game, but it's a mobile game.
Yeah.
It has that mobile feel to it.
You can tell.
There's a lot of very interesting dialogue that goes on, it's all voiced over. But the big thing in regards to Mobius is, it's huge. I mean, we're talking a 2 gig mobile game.
And for people who are still rocking 16 gig,
that's why.
Okay, I was gonna say, and people rocking 16 gigabyte phones, they're like, "Oh, fuck this."
Yeah, it's now available on PC, and I think that's why it really jumped in.
Yeah,
size. And for a free free game with no ads, it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
There are a bunch of mobile games that aren't Final Fantasy related that really aren't too horrible. But you have to pay for it.
Yeah.
I bought. And I'm a real big fan of this game. Game Dev Story.
I love Game Dev Story.
And it was what, like $5?
It was $5 when it came out, but it goes on sale constantly.
I think it's down like two.
Basically, anything Curiosoft comes out and then is expensive for the first 2 years, then drops.
Yeah, if you ever wanted to build your own games, license consoles, you know, it gives a very minor, way watered down version.
Of how
but
it
it's,
goes.
But it's kind of cool to do.
Yeah.
And if it's only a couple bucks, it's well worth it. Because once you get once you spend $2, you have no ads, you have no time limits, nothing. You just keep playing it.
Yeah. I love Game Dev Story. In fact, it's on my iPhone and iPad.
It's on my G5.
Because I absolutely love any Curiosoft game. I have one that's called Ninja Village, too.
I played Ninja Village Lite. Mm-hmm. They do have light versions of all the games, which there's the occasional ad.
Yep.
Not much at all. I mean, you're not flooded with them.
Or if you're in a menu, there's an ad at the bottom, like traditional game.
And you can play basically a big chunk of the game, like Game Dev Story Lite. Yeah, you put up with the ad, but you get to play 10 years in the career of your system.
Yep.
Whereas, otherwise, you can just keep playing. You're not going to get a number one title in that first 10 years. Well, okay, you can, but you're going to want to continue difficult, playing. Yeah. I actually got a number one and then bought the game. Because I'm just like, no way am I having my number one game being a pirate puzzle adventure.
Yeah. My number one game was my first one was a alien space shooter. And guess what it was called?
What?
Halo. It was Halo 3 that got number one. I wasn't going original. I was just like, I'm going to see how far I could get this to go. I got up to Halo 17 before it finally didn't hit a number one slot.
Call of Duty 47.
Yep.
But I put other games in between.
Oh, yeah.
So it wasn't just, I just had...
Well, you have to, because that's how it goes. You can't just keep putting out shooters and shooters, because then the people get angry at
you. If Ida says that you've saturated the market.
Yep. And so they're like, pick something else. That's why you had a pirate puzzle quest game as your number one.
I really wish that they had, like, a little mini-game you could play of each type of game.
Of the actual game.
Just for, like,
game.
30 yep. seconds or something. Just some little, like, Atari-based thing.
Like you're a tester or
something. But, okay, we're going to step away from mobile games. But let's just have one little final thought. Mobile games can be cool as long as they aren't sinking you for money.
Yeah.
I don't mind an occasional ad if the game's free. If I paid for the game, no ads.
Yeah. There's no reason. You already spent the $4 or something.
Another good mobile game. I just thought of it. That's the only reason. Evil Apples.
Evil Apples is good.
It's Cards Against Humanity, the mobile version.
Yeah, so you can play it with multiple people without actually having to be in the same house as them.
And you don't really have to put up with ads. I mean, based on how many games you win, you can unlock everything in the game.
Yep.
You don't actually have to pay for anything. Next section!
Nintendo.
We'll let you start with this one.
Okay, so Nintendo. I've dogged it in the past. I really have. But it's getting to a point in my life where I would love to be able to take a gaming console on the go. So, naturally, one would want to go with the Switch.
Yeah, I mean, you're not home that often anymore. So.
No, so, I mean, when I get home, I play Final Fantasy. That's fine and dandy, but I'm not at home that much anymore. How come it's so fucking hard to find a Switch?
Yeah, this far out, it's going to officially an issue if it's this far out.
Oh, yeah. I checked Walmart. I checked Target. I checked Best Buy. I checked GameStop. GameStop! And GameStop doesn't even carry them in stores. You have to order them online, and you have to buy a bundle edition to get a Switch. You can't even buy the console by itself. Which, that's fine, if they had the bundle edition that I wanted.
They had the Mario Kart one?
Yeah, I don't... Everybody's up in a rave about Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild, whatever the hell it's called, I can't remember, because
yes,
I don't give
Breath
a shit. Not that it's a bad game, and I'm not going to dog anybody who thoroughly enjoyed Breath of the
Wild. That's not your type of game.
It's not my game. I don't
Ryan
care.
Didn't like The Witcher, he's not going to like Zelda.
I don't care about Legend of Zelda. I want to get Mario Kart so I can get pissed off at people who are just beating me into the ground online. But maybe not get that mad. Why is it still an issue? That thing released when? February?
I don't even remember.
It's been out for...
It's been a while.
It's been a hot minute since that thing came out. Why is it still such an issue to find that fucking thing? It's like the Wii all over again. Except I was able to get a Wii by now.
Because Nintendo... I really don't think that high hopes. I really don't. I mean, they put all the hype behind it, but I really think it was they were worried that they were going to overproduce.
Yeah.
And now they don't have the production capacity to keep up with consumer demand.
I mean,
I don't even think it's a matter of that the system's doing insanely well. I just think it's
they don't
nobody
have
can find them.
It's like the iPhone all over again. They made such a hype about it, and then once it came out, they kept numbers low, so that way at stock meetings, oh, people are still trying to get it. That's my take on it. Like,
and it's even been admitted by Apple that they do that.
That they do that on purpose.
Nintendo, that's been having issues in the past, it would make perfect sense.
Yeah.
I think that's the biggest reason that for the NES Classic, they only released so many that they made it limited edition. They didn't have the production capacity. It was they wanted to create a supply and demand.
And I am demanding one. So if anybody knows anybody that knows somebody that can help me get a Switch that's not $300, or sorry, because its base price is $390, $90 above market cost, that'd be greatly appreciated.
That's another reason people are still buying it and selling it for profit.
I looked on Amazon, all of the primed ones are $389.
So, Andy, at Tuning Japanese, please keep a lookout for Ryan.
Please,
I know that you have
thank
posted
you.
That Walmart had some a while back, but, well... He wasn't really paying attention, so.
I think I'm friends with you on Facebook, or at least PlayStation. Let me know.
Or better yet, tag us on the Quest to End Network Facebook page.
What?
Because anytime Pwn Stars posts, Ryan is notified.
I am. So, just let me know, because I'm getting irritated. I want the freaking Switch. So
or any other listener, feel free to just let us know.
That's in the QC area.
Yes.
Because I don't want someone from freaking Nicaragua... Let me know that their Switch is at their local Walmart, if that's even a thing.
We don't have any in Nicaragua. Where was it that we have all those random...
Somalia.
Somalia.
I don't want pirates.
If there are any pirates out there that have a Switch, that have, you know, taken over a cargo vessel that just happened to have a bunch of Switches,
let me know.
And you're huge fans of us, you can go ahead and send that to us. Please message us. I'm not going to say where you can send it on here. And please use Google Translate. I know it's not the greatest, but it will help us a bunch.
It'll work.
Can't believe we just asked pirates for help.
It's to the point. I've been looking for a couple days for one. And it's what the hell?
So, since we brought that up, let's talk about the SNES Classic.
How Walmart canceled every pre-order that they had for it because they're not getting it?
I didn't know that they canceled. I remember that it was live for 47 minutes before they took it down.
Yep, so it was live for 47 minutes. They took it down because they sold out almost immediately. And then people who had, like, online on their Walmart website, you can, like, kind of like shipping notify. So they would pay for it, and then they would get notified when it shipped. They canceled every single one, refunded everybody's money with an email saying that we are no longer getting them in stock.
Wow, somebody in our free company is going to be really mad about that then.
I don't know if they did it to everyone, but that was a big rumpus over the week. That
they probably just didn't get as many as they were originally expecting.
Yeah. So
they also announced an N64 Classic.
I will pre-order that.
Good luck.
Yeah.
The only place that I know that takes pre-orders will go ahead and sell 400 pre-orders and they might get 7.
Yep. I'll be one of the original 7 so I can get one.
I know our buddy Zach got an SNES Classic pre-order and he was like number 8, so he's pretty sure he was going to get one.
Yeah.
So, as it stands, due to all of this, I might actually start suggesting people make a RetroPie because of the supply issues.
Yeah, 100%.
I understand I want to give the money to Nintendo for the nostalgia, but they're making it literally impossible to do so. I'm not going to pay Joe Schmo $400 for an NES Classic because that money's not going to Nintendo.
No, it's not going to Nintendo to help them build more. It's going to Joe Schmo, who spent 70 to 100 bucks for it.
Anything else on Nintendo?
No, just put out more Switches, please.
Okay, Sega.
Sega!
Sega is, and they started this probably about a month ago or so.
Are we getting Sonic Odyssey?
They are releasing all of their IPs as mobile games for free. And it's like $1 to make the ad go away. And then you can save locally on your phone instead of on a cloud.
So are we talking like Sonic DX? Are we talking...
I don't know exactly what all's out. I have Phantasy Star 2. That was one of the first releases they had. And they're just slowly releasing a couple every week.
Okay.
And literally every game for the Sega Genesis. 100% free.
Nice.
And like I said, I think it's $1 to get rid of the ads permanently, and then you can save local instead of on the cloud.
Instead of cloud-based?
Yep.
Well, that's good. It's going to suck if you get a new phone, but...
Apparently, they're not very... What's the word I'm looking for? They're not very phone-friendly for the controller.
Yeah.
That's what was said, because some company is actually releasing Genesis controllers specifically to use for your phone.
That's awesome.
I played Phantasy Star just fine on it, so I don't know... I don't really know what they're going on about. It's really bad if you have the ad version.
Mm-hmm.
But literally, if you just hold the button, it doesn't activate the ad. If you just tap the button...
Well, I mean, for a dollar, for a nostalgic classic like that, I'd pay a dollar to get rid of the ad.
I think it's well worth it. I believe Sega has effectively thrown in the towel.
Yeah.
Well, I mean... Their partnership with Nintendo, for the most part, is really the only thing that kind of keeps them afloat.
It's got to be, because now that Sonic's in pretty much anything... Nintendo related, like
Sega.
Sega is pretty much anything Nintendo related now. It's kind of like, okay, yeah. Here you go.
It's like, oh, you made a new Sonic game. I bet this one sucks too. Nobody even has high hopes in regards to the games anymore.
Yeah, I mean, there's really no reason. Wasn't Shenmue?
No,
but that wasn't Sega.
No,
that was on the Dreamcast. That's why I thought.
Well,
it
was on the Dreamcast, but. Shenmue is individually, the license is actually owned by the director of it.
Okay.
So he's the one who created the Kickstarter for Shenmue 3.
Okay. I was just curious because...
Shenmue, I've heard it multiple ways. We're just going to say Shenmue.
That's how you always say it, so I'm just kidding. I'm just going to say it that way. Shenmue?
Shenmue.
It's a fucking Pokemon card?
Apparently.
Jesus Christ.
Pokemon!
Jesus Christ!
Here's another update, Pokemon. They have now added the legendaries, and one of my coworkers is officially mad at the people that make Pokemon Go. He looked out his door on Saturday morning, and for 3 blocks, you could not pretty much get down his street except for one lane, because people were parked on the side of the road, to go fight a legendary in the park.
Damn.
He sent me a picture of it Saturday morning, and I'm just like, what the hell? I wanted to say Pokemon Go is still a thing, but my wife still plays it, so.
So the best thing about Pokemon Go, though, because I'm not going to lie, nobody at Nintendo is listening. I cheated. I used that GPS generator.
GPS?
Yep.
There were multiples.
Yeah, so I used one of those, and I actually...
Nintendo's not getting the money anyways, it's Niantic. Sorry.
Okay. No, screw them. I was in Japan, and there was a Lugia sitting right there. In, I think it's like Hong Kong Square or something like that.
Not in Japan.
China. Sorry, not Japan. But it was... You see it all the time in, like, movies and shit. It's kind of like the Chinese version of New York... of Times Square.
Okay.
Yeah. There was a Lugia at one of the giant towers. It's actually in the Sony building.
I used it and hung around in Akihabara.
Yeah.
It was... Because there's so many huge, well-known... stores there because it's, you know, it's basically the largest shopping district in Japan. There's Pokestops everywhere.
Everywhere, yep. And I don't play the game, so I don't really care if my account gets banned. I logged into it a week ago just to see if I could find, other than hunting down Lugia, just to see if I could find what new Pokemon were placed in my area. Because I live in an area where there's not shit there. Yeah. Like, the most I can find is a Bellsprout.
Yeah, Sarah's been finding lots of stuff here.
Yeah, so I don't really care. But it's cool that they're adding the legendaries. I'd like to see where Pokemon Go goes from here. And I want to get that new... Main reason I want the Switch is the console version of Pokemon.
No. Wait, the fighting one or the actual
Pokéten, not that.
Pokéten
no.
Tournament?
Yeah, I don't want that. The actual Pokemon game.
Apparently it's a really fun game, but yet again, it's a re-release with some new skins.
Yep, that's all it is.
It's not even...
That's why I don't care. I want the actual RPG Pokemon game that's coming out for the Switch.
I'll wait to see how it does first.
Oh, yeah.
I find it hilarious that we did that episode with Andy from Tuning Japanese about Nintendo, and we talked about how if the Switch releases an actual Pokemon game, that its numbers are gonna even go even higher. And then, like, the very next day is when they leak that freaking countdown for more Pokemon stuff.
Yep.
And I'm just like, God damn, apparently Nintendo has my house bugged, too.
Bethesda, Switch. Nintendo...
EA. Do you know who needs to bug my house? Activision. Maybe they'll settle the hell down with Call of Duty.
You see, I wouldn't mind a Call of Duty if they try to go back to boots on the ground that's not World War II. And it's not so, and I'm not trying to be like picky about it, but there are so many other periods that they could go to. That would be awesome. Why are you going to World War II? You overplayed the World War II thing with 18 Call of Duty titles before Modern Warfare. Medal of Honor.
Although Medal of Honor Rising Sun, amazing game.
Yep. So, why are you going back to World War II? Take us either back to Modern Warfare? Fuck, do a Vietnam War. Battlefield did it, and it was one of the highest grossing expansions.
I still love that game.
Exactly.
No, that wasn't even an expansion. Battlefield Vietnam was its own standalone game.
I thought you had to have Battlefield.
Nope.
Bad Company 2.
Battlefield, no, it was Battlefield Vietnam actually originally released on the PC probably about 15 years ago.
Oh, and, okay.
It's when Call of Duty first came around, and it was still it just destroyed it.
Oh, yeah. I loved it.
And then there was Desert Combat, which was an add-on to Battlefield Vietnam, which was weird. And it put you in Desert Storm. So...
Well, I mean, they did the same
thing with... They couldn't do a whole standalone game for that. So.
But they did the same thing with Battlefield Bad Company 2. There was a Vietnam expansion for that was... You had to have Bad Company 2 to have it.
Yeah.
For the first bit. Kind of like how you need... But... I'm getting off track here. Quit taking us back to the roots. I get it. That's where you guys are comfortable with going because of the shitty direction that Activision is going in. You even flat out said that Infinite Warfare was your lowest grossing title that you put out in the past, 20 years?
I saw it for sale for $20 today.
Yeah.
And like advertised, $20. And it wasn't even for a sale. It was... They had
$20.
It was the local game store. It has like 30 of them on their shelves. They keep getting more and they can't sell them.
Yep. I mean... It's because it's a shit game. I played Call of Duties for many years. What was Black Ops? One of their highest rated Call of Duty games?
Yep.
Because it was new. I don't care that it was in Vietnam. It was fun as hell to play.
Oh, yeah.
So, if you're listening, Activision, and you're going to bug Will's house, bad!
Another company that needs to bug my house is Capcom. But Capcom really doesn't want to because I say lots of bad things about Capcom. Especially not even when we're recording.
That's just a bonus.
Anything else to add in regards to that topic?
No. Okay. I think I've said my 2 cents about that.
Let's go ahead and look at future plans.
Okay.
So, not on this episode, but hopefully on the next episode, we will have a new theme song by an actual artist. It's not from a video game. The guy does songs based off video games, but he gave me 100% free and clear permission to use whatever song I want.
Could we finally decide which one we're going with?
I have not decided yet,
okay.
But I will do that this week.
Okay.
He has like 12 albums for me to choose from. So if you ever have a chance, even though we haven't had the song yet, I'm going to plug it anyways, check out Miracle of Sound. Gav is really good at what he does.
Oh, he's awesome.
So, and it was really cool that he's just like, good luck. He's like, that's awesome. Good luck with your podcast. You can use whatever song you want. He's like, you don't have to worry about anything legal-wise. You're going to be fine. So I'm like, that was pretty cool.
That was pretty easy, yeah.
You know, we did a podcast panel once, and somebody had asked, somebody had said something in regards to theme songs about how not to get sued. And Andy brought up, just don't use, like, Smash Mouth. And it was great, because Dave LaVore is like, I hate that podcast already. It's like, using Smash Mouth? What the hell's wrong with them? But I said, just ask permission. What's the worst they're going to say? No?
Yeah, for real. It's like asking a girl you have a crush on to a date. What's the worst she's going to do? Say no? Come on.
Well, that's the worst she could say.
That's what I'm saying. That's the worst she could say. No? Okay. Whatever.
Well, I suppose there's probably some artists out there that will say, if you use my song, I will come and kill your children.
Oh. Who?
I don't know. Probably Kid Rock.
I was leaning more towards Metallica, but yeah, that's cool too.
Damn you, Lars. It's like, what are you going to do? You're so tiny, you'll have to climb in through the doggy door.
He doesn't need that. He's got a fleet of lawyers.
Lawyers?
Lawyers. I got my southern drawl going for some reason.
I thought you said whoryers.
Whoryers. Napster.
No, it's just ask permission. What's the worst that's going to happen?
Well, and the fact that he let us do it, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And getting a new theme song, I think, will revitalize it, especially with something like this, where people who played Tales know exactly where that theme song
is. But everybody else is just like, what the hell is it?
What the hell is it? But this one, if we go with the one that I want to go with...
You might as well just say which one that is.
I suck at Call of Duty.
Yeah, my theme song?
Yep, yep. I want that theme song because it's really well written, and the music in it is actually pretty good. He does a damn good job at what he does.
You should probably also check out Goodbye Black Ops.
I should probably look at that.
It's him bitching about Last Stand. okay, also, so, Ryan, you're a bigger guy. I mean, so am I, but when it comes to video games and food, what do you think of?
Like, what do I eat while I play video games?
No, oh. No. What company that specializes in food can make you think of video games?
Totino's.
Not Totino's.
Oh, I don't know that.
I'll give you a hint. Their commercials used to be hats, and now they're all video game stuff.
Oh, Arby's.
Or nerd stuff in general, because they did some
stuff. So you mean like on Facebook, how they're doing the Arby's stuff. Okay.
So I reached out to Arby's, and they actually responded. I reached out to them about getting somebody on their marketing team to do an interview with us.
Mm-hmm.
And they reached out to us, and I just have to provide them with the information, and they're going to present it to their marketing staff. They do want somebody on their team, even with our numbers. They want somebody on their team to do an interview, since we are a gaming podcast, and that's kind of...
That's where
gaming
they're going.
And nerds is where they go.
I think the last one I saw was a new game that had just... No, it was Destiny. They had the... I think so. I'm not sure who it was, but they had a new one just come out the other day. I think it was maybe the Keyblade, a new one.
Well, there's all sorts of things. Like, they had... When they did the Dishonored mask, that mm-hmm. was awesome.
My favorite one was... The Red Mage was awesome, but my favorite one has to be Big Boss.
I really liked the Warframe one, because it was such an obscure reference. I'm like, okay, they're definitely not going just for mainstream titles.
No.
So, I mean, the fact that they're actually like, yeah, we want to do this... And the reason I say future plans is because they can fall through at any time. I don't know how long it's going to take in regards to getting somebody from Arby's. I don't know what time zone they're in. We'll probably have to shift schedules to do an interview. And I understand it's not some big game producer, but obviously they're gaming nerds.
Yeah, they or at least they know really well how to target their audience. Because you look at those, I mean, other than Totino's, the only reason they say that is because they do a lot of, like, the EA. They sponsor a lot of EA games.
And they do a lot of those little, like, advertisements where buy yep. Totino's and get
free this. Stuff. Yeah.
Like, Mountain Dew also does that.
But the fact that you look on Facebook, and it's hard to get past those on Facebook. Like, there are ads all over the place
out.
On Facebook.
And they stand out really well.
Because most of them are made in, like, the Arby sauce and ketchup and stuff, and you're just like, whoever made this is a fucking genius, because look how intricate. That's why I like the Big Boss, because it's very intricate in what they did and how
very
to make
difficult
it.
To do.
Yeah, and it looks just like him, but he's made with freaking horsey sauce or whatever the hell it's called.
Arby sauce.
So I mean,
it's horseradish sauce.
It was just an awesome take, and I liked it.
So, I think those are the only two big things I've got right now.
Maybe a change of scenery, Josh. Oh wait, you're not here. Douchebag.
Yeah, Josh, what's your thoughts on this? Thank you,
I suck penis! Oh, see? Look at it.
And that's how you ended up with a broken penis at a truck stop. The best part is his stepdad's going to listen to this and tell him. It's going to be hilarious.
Please tell him.
Yeah, please tell him. This is what he gets for being drugged and not contacting us.
Right. That's nice to not be the center of the attention on not being here for once.
Yeah, I know, right?
It's weird.
I didn't do originally what I was going to with the last one, where you're like, when I said, hey, you really should listen to the episode so you can hear how we explained it. Was a suck a dick, was I? No, you were not.
And it also comes down to the day when I called you right after I got off work, and you're like,
you better not be canceling.
You better not be fucking canceling on me.
Yeah, it's been too long since we recorded. We have to get episodes out. With summer, it's a little bit more difficult, especially because I kind of want to spend time with my kids. Because
Alex is home, and you don't get to see her a lot during the school year.
And Tristan starts school on Wednesday.
Oh, shit.
You feel old yet?
Shut up!
So, my son starts preschool on the day after this should air, assuming that it's edited on time. And I actually post it. So, we still have an episode I completely forgot to post.
Oh, there you go.
I'm not too worried about it, though. And I just really wanted to spend some time with him. And I know you've had your girlfriend, and you had a wedding to attend, and all this other stuff. Because we would have recorded last week. But Josh has a broken penis, and Ryan was at a wedding, so...
I was out of town. So,
I told him the wedding was more important than the podcast, which shocked him.
I was like, you're fucking lying to me. Yeah, I was,
And your girlfriend's cool about you coming over and doing this while she just chills at your house, drinks wine, and watches
TV.
Yeah,
I told her. I was like, listen, I got a podcast I have to do. We're doing it tonight. And she goes, oh, that's fine. You'll be out of the house. That means I get to sit down on the TV all to myself, so I'll be able to drink wine and watch your DirecTV.
Not going to lie, I was really worried that was going to interfere with us recording. But that's due to your past.
Yeah. No, Ashley's really chill.
Yes. So, that's what I have for future plans. Do you have anything in the running? I have been trying to reach out to voice actors. I have a feeling Troy Baker listened to one episode and said, hell no, because of Josh. I highly doubt that he actually listened to an episode, but I haven't heard anything. Some people are really hard to contact, especially well-known people, which is understandable. I mean,
they're celebrities. They got shit to do. They got time to be dealing with our problems.
I do find it hilarious that Aaron Paul, when we did Kingsglaive, I sent him a message just saying that he did a really good job of Nix Ulrich. And we were doing a review on it, and I wanted to say, hey, you got anything to, like, a voice line or something I could throw on? I wanted to, but I didn't. But he actually responded, and he told me to shoot him the link when we post the episode. I doubt he ever listened to it. But it was cool. That, and I wouldn't assume he ever would, but it was really cool that he's like, yeah, go ahead and send in. I understand he's busy, so if he never listened to it.
Yeah.
We're two nobodies that do a podcast about video games. And he's
fucking
a movie
bumfuck
star, so.
Egypt. So it's just, it'd be nice if we could get to that point where we would have celebrities and, you know, stuff like that who would be willing to. But, you know, we're small. We can get bigger. That's all we can do is just go up.
And the worst part is...
Much like Josh's penis when it got broken.
Yep. Steering wheel.
Just kept going up.
He got way too excited and the tip exploded. We're just making this worse as we go.
Yeah, it's okay though.
No, but voice actors, it's really, really hard, especially like Tuning Japanese has actually done a really good job in regards to actually being when they got Jessica Covello to be on there. But if you look at her reel compared to, say, Troy Baker, and look at his 500-odd projects that he's been on. It's a little bit more difficult. I'm not saying the video game actors are harder to get a hold of than...
Shit, that guy's even got a Watch Mojo video dedicated to him.
Yeah. I mean, it's just... Normally, if you're a voiceover in a video game, you're in a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm going to take Final Fantasy XIV, for example. I didn't know who the voice of... Alphanaut,
yep.
is. And then I looked it up and went, 197 things this guy's been
yep.
in. And a lot of them use multiple voices, so yeah, it's a little difficult.
We're gonna start with Troy Baker, and we're gonna end with Rock Johnson.
We're gonna slowly work our way down the list. How popular are you? But no, I've put a lot of feelers out there. I understand that they're shots in the dark.
Oh yeah,
but I do want people to know that. I am working on actually getting certain things. Like, I emailed CD Projekt Red. I got information about Destiny 2 from somebody who actually works there, but that didn't really count because I knew him growing up.
Yeah.
And due to the NDA, he really couldn't give me much information.
Yeah.
So, and I don't fault him for that.
He wants to keep his job.
And I don't fucking blame him. That's a dream job right there. Even if it is Destiny.
Well, see, now there you go. Being
I'm still working on a AAA game, though.
I love Destiny.
You know, if you just sit here and nod, they can't see that.
You know what? They sure as shit can. I'm just going to start saying, nod, 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 nod.
Nod, nod, yeah. Okay. Next thing we're going to do is, because this is the one thing that's been truly consistent since we haven't been recording, Final Fantasy XIV.
How we played the shit out of it?
How we've already beaten the expansion, the current section of the expansion. The beauty of Final Fantasy XIV is they released so much extra stuff. Like, yeah. Every major, like, this last one was 4.0. 4.1 will be a huge release, 4.2 will be a huge release, and they'll just keep doing that until they release the next expansion.
Until they reach 5.0.
Which is really, really not... normally they stop at, like, 0.5 and then jump, because that's when the expansion's ready.
Yeah.
But I think it's really cool that all that stuff is there. We actually absolved the Pwn Stars free company.
Yes. Out of due consideration and heartbreak and... trial, I have relinquished command of the Pwn Stars.
Yeah. 735 days is how
and that's
and
just
that's an estimate.
And the only reason we say that as an estimate is because that was the last time one of our clan members logged on. And he played for a good solid 2 or 3 months before he stopped logging on.
So we'll just say 800 days.
We'll just say a grand total of 800 days.
800 days we had this thing and we decided to absolve it.
Mm-hmm.
But on a bright note, we are now potatoes.
I am a tater tot.
Yep. Ryan's rank is tater tot, and so is mine.
I'm actually... At first, it was a bittersweet moment getting rid of the free company. I didn't dissolve the free company. I just gave it to Josh, and then went about my merry business and let him
handle
it
when he comes on.
Yep. But it was a bittersweet moment. I didn't want to do it, but I'm really glad I did after meeting some of the people, like Nazir.
Apollonier, yeah.
Yep. He's, he makes me laugh. Tells me to get good all the time.
And then when you became a potato, he's like, congratulations, you got good.
You got good. So, I mean, it was for the better, and, you know, we've run a bunch of stuff with them since then, and that was just the component that we were missing from our free company,
because it was just the four of us.
Yeah, it was just me, Ben, you, and Josh. So all we could do was the regular stuff, and then pray to God that they put in a raid finder. Because they had the 24-man raid finders, but that was it.
It took forever.
And so now that we actually have... We could go in as an entire alliance inside of one and not even bat an eyelash about it.
Yeah, order of... If you ever end up deciding that you're going to pick up Final Fantasy XIV, feel free to go ahead and join us over on Cactar. You can find me as Captain Hammer.
And I am John Dar.
Not spelled like Diablo. That might cause some confusion.
Yes, D-H-A-R, not D-A-R.
Yes. And
like
we are members of Order of the Potato. You will see fries next to our name.
Yep.
They're actually a really awesome group of people.
Very welcoming. Extremely welcoming.
Speaking of which, I need to see if... Nope. Okay.
The second...
I was checking my phone because I asked for shout-outs from them. And I got Dogs Rule, Cats Drool. And I am the Meme King. And... If you ever ended up joining us and you got on our Discord channel, you would understand why Cuckoo's like, I am the Meme King. But it's really nice because they are kind of the epitome of the base community of Final Fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bunch of goofballs. You have all of those hardcore players that are just like, if you haven't done this fight 20,000 times, you will be kicked.
Yeah.
But those aren't the people you want to actually socialize with.
No. Unless you're at that point in your life in the game where you just don't want to deal with scrubs. But with me, we were doing the end game raid.
We're always with Ben, so we're always dealing with scripts.
Yeah. We were doing the end raid of the game, and they needed a person. They're like, hey, John, you want to join us? And I've only done the first version.
And you were also only in the free company for one day.
One day!
And they're like, come on, let's
join us! And so I joined them, and we went through all of them. And, like, they didn't care that I died multiple times because I didn't know what I was doing. When we ran it the second time, I obviously did much better than the first time. I was just following Will 90% of the time. But they were... I died, and they were like, okay, like, cool.
Shit happens.
Shit happens.
We beat it, didn't we?
Yeah. And, like, I was raising people because a red mage has its own raise. And I was like, oh, sorry if I was stepping on people's toes. He goes, fuck that. You saved me MP.
Yeah, I mean, they're a bunch of good guys and gals.
And they always tell you hello when you log in.
Oh, yeah. My chat blows up before I'm even loaded in. I'm just like, give me a second, guys.
The second I logged in the other day, I had six of the members. And normally there's like six or seven on at one time during the day, not during night.
Yeah, later at night it's like 15 at once.
Yep. And then as soon as I logged in, I got six messages in the free company meeting saying, hey, John, how's it going? And, like, I talked to the married couple that's in the...
Sawako and Shota?
Yep, and Shota. And I was just sitting there talking to them.
Shota actually knows that we do this podcast.
Awesome.
We talked quite a bit before I decided, okay, we were gonna leave the free company because it was just the four of us and all of us suck at recruiting. The best person at recruiting would be Ben, and that's a horrible front face for your company.
Yep.
What is Defiance and what does it do?
I don't even want to talk about fucking tanks not popping their abilities that they need to.
Okay, so we have actually run into quite a few issues that have occurred ever since this expansion dropped. Tanks not knowing how to do their job.
So, I said it before in a past podcast. I think that's the one that didn't get aired yet.
Which one?
The one about how there's now microtransactions within Final Fantasy to help you bolster your level.
Yes, that one. That was the episode that did not air.
Okay, so I'll say it again. So if we put it on after this one or before this one, you're going to hear me talk about it twice. Final Fantasy added in an option where if you didn't want to take the time to grind your character, you can, one, buy all the way up until Stormblood. It just finishes everything, unlocks everything.
Yeah, puts you level 60, completes all the story quests.
Does all of that. Not only is there that, but there's also one to get a character or a job and a class to the max rank of Heaven's Ward, which would be 60. So you have to grind out the last...
Yeah, because there's the one for 50 and there's another one for 60.
So you have to grind out the last 10 levels from 60 to 70.
Yeah, they're not going
to
let you just pass the expansion they just released.
So I went and did a level 32 trial, Garuda, that is in a Realm Reborn. It's not even Heaven's Ward, it's not...
And it's required?
And it's required, it's a story mode. A red mage joined us at level 50, because obviously that's the base level that they join, who had to watch the cutscene, and I got new game tomes. Now, if you knew anything, you can't get
a new player
the red
bonus.
Mage until Heaven's Ward is at least started. That was one of the things that they told us, is you have to at least have Heaven's Ward started. You have to have completed all of A Realm Reborn. And you can't complete all of A Realm Reborn... without doing Garuda.
And I mean, with a DPS that isn't that horrible.
But a red mage? No. That's what threw it off. And I was like, the tank asked, how did we get someone who's never done this before? I was like, he probably bought his account. He probably did this. I don't blame him for doing it. I would have done it if I hadn't been playing it for 4 years.
Yeah, I mean, it takes forever to get up there.
And he goes, the cutscene stopped right after I said that. And he goes, you bet your ass I did. He said, I got my warrior to level 60 by buying the $25 upgrade. I was like, see? Told ya.
We've run into so many tanks. So every tank has two main mechanics that are just simply being... One is being completely ignored, and the other one's being forgotten half the time.
Mm-hmm.
Every tank has a tanking stance.
Yep.
It increases their threat and decreases the damage they take.
Yep.
And every tank has
a ranged
pull.
Yep.
Well, like the Gladiator turns into Captain America, throws a shield.
Dark Knight shoots Death Beam at someone.
And the Warrior throws their axe.
Yep.
It's called Tomahawk.
Yep.
Now, tanks that have been doing this for a long time have just quit doing that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we've seen a lot of tanks that are using Provoke, which doesn't actually do anything.
All Provoke does is give you one above the highest threat. So if you, and as a red mage,
threat, you have one threat now.
Yep.
Way to go!
Whereas if you would have thrown your axe, thrown your shield, or shot the death beam of death,
probably had a, probably would have had about 5,000.
Yes.
At least.
At bare minimum. So I got yelled at. I didn't tell you about this because you weren't online and I got off before you get on. I got yelled at for using shield though. I was leveling my paladin again. I'm switching between samurai and paladin. Right. I got yelled at for using shield lob instead of provoke. I asked the guy, I was like, how many years have you been playing this game? He goes, I picked it up a year and a half ago. I was like, right, okay, I've been tanking this game since launch. What the hell do you mean I'm not doing it right?
Yeah.
I was like, I feel bad for your raid group because you clearly don't know how to tank. And yeah. He left.
And the worst part is if you say anything to a tank, it takes forever to get a new tank. So, for the most part, we just kind of shut up about it. But me and Ryan were running an instance, and
a dungeon we've done 10 billion times.
Yeah. Like, you'll understand what he means by 10 billion times here shortly. He wasn't using his tanking stance at all, and he was just getting the crap kicked out of him. And it got to the point where we were letting him die.
Yep.
And the healer would let him die. And we were telling him in the chat, please turn on Grit, which is his tank ability. And where I'm like, okay, maybe he doesn't speak English. So they have an auto-translate feature that I said, Grit, and then it was, please activate.
Mm-hmm.
Still nothing. Eventually, Ryan's yelling at him like a true American speaking to a foreigner. In all caps. I'm like, yes, talking louder is totally going to make him realize it. It got to the point where the white mage didn't even care. It was Ryan was tanking it, or I was tanking it.
Yep.
And we just let this dude die left and right.
Yep.
And we still made it through the dungeon without an issue. That's a sign that we've done it way too many times.
Well, this is a dungeon. There's a point in the original game where you get to an EXP stop, where you don't get as much as you can during quests, because there's not enough quests
in
between.
Kind of a gap for story quests.
So you want to do this one dungeon, and this one dungeon falls perfectly in the middle.
And
so,
it has a great set of gear out of it for every class.
Oh, excellent set of gear. Not to mention, it is a pretty fun dungeon.
And the gear looks awesome.
The problem that we ran into with this dungeon is we've done it so many times, we didn't want to go back in. And the fact that that stupid-ass tank did not use Grit the entire... He was a Dark Knight. That's their tanking stance. He didn't use it once. So at the end boss, the White Mage even yelled at him to use damage debuff abilities, cooldowns. He died. The tank died. So I said, fuck it. And as a samurai, true samurai fashion from Final Fantasy XI, I tanked that bitch all the way to the end.
He tanked it after I failed to tank it as a bard. I just take too much damage for the healer to be able to... And I died, so Ryan took over, the healer raised me, and we just continued the fight.
Yep.
And we finished it, but like it got to the end where we were all telling this guy to just...
Quit playing.
Cancel his count, or quit tanking.
And
then he left.
I don't want to be that toxic community that you're not doing this, but when you are a set role in a game, and there's only four people in this dungeon, and I have to do your job for you, I don't want to tank. That's why I came in as a samurai. Use your goddamn tanking stance. You have it at this point. You get it at, like, what, 15?
Yeah, and it's not, it's not like even tanking is that hard in the game. In regular dungeons, tanking is a piece of cake. But when you get to the primals or the end game content,
yeah,
it's a lot more difficult because there's tank swaps and you need to know, you have to time your cooldowns and all this stuff. Regular dungeon, I've tanked dungeons in the beta. I went into a dungeon and said, "This is my first time tanking. I'm hammered, and there's now 12 of us in here. It's a 4-man dungeon. Let's do this." And I still didn't lose threat the whole time. It's not that hard to tank.
Don't want to be a toxic community. Just do your job.
Yeah.
And I didn't mean, like, go hang yourself because you suck at this game. I mean, if you're not going to use your ability, do not play the class. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Not trying to be a dickhead, not trying to be mean. Just if you're not going to listen to your peers, because we're telling you what to do. We've all been there. We've been to the point where we've never, when we first started playing the game, we didn't know what the hell was going on. Now we do. We are giving you advice. We've been playing this game for the better part of 4 years.
Yeah,
we know what we're doing.
Yeah, we didn't get toxic about turn on your stance until shortly before the last boss.
Mm-hmm.
So
we're not doing it to be mean. We're doing it for your benefit so you don't die. So if you join a join the game and join a dungeon with us, please use your tanking stance. We will ask you nicely,
because sometimes you'll queue with it on, and then you'll level sync, and it shuts it off on you.
Mm-hmm.
And we get that. How many dungeons have we gone in that I was running out doing stuff on my white mage, and we go in, I'm in cleric stance, and somebody has to tell me, are you going to heal in cleric stance? Oh, sorry about that.
My bad. Yeah.
I mean, it's... Especially when you go into... When you first go into a dungeon, you might have things on that you shouldn't have on, or things off that should be on.
Mm-hmm.
People aren't going to get mad at you about it.
They'll just tell you to change it, and you're like, oh, my bad, I didn't realize it.
And then if you just completely ignore them...
Well, get pissed.
Like I said, eventually I'm just like, maybe this dude doesn't speak English, because his character name did not make any sense.
No.
So I thought, okay, because you can queue in any language.
Region.
Like, we always queue in only English, but it doesn't mean...
We're always going to get only English.
Yeah, because you can choose to add French, German, and Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
So you could have anybody in there. But generally, you're going to be people who speak the same language. There's no Spanish one, though.
That was weird.
That makes things a little bit more difficult, but the auto-translate comes in handy there. Because I believe there is a language setting for Spanish.
Yes.
Just not a queue section.
Because I think the Spanish people, unless they're from Spain, if they're from Mexico, they are on the English server.
No, you can choose when you first...
Well, I mean, like, if just the base one. So, like, it finds your account, so it says your account is based in the United States, it puts you on the English server.
Yeah, but you can change it in your configuration, mm-hmm. which one you're on. Because we're not on the same data centers as Japanese people.
Nope. That's what makes the game great.
There are Japanese people that are on our American
server.
Ones,
yep.
But they'll queue as Japanese players.
Nope.
So, yeah, if you're playing any game, and I'm not just talking about this, playing any game, please know your role.
Know your role, if you're being told advice, I'm not even saying being snarky, but if someone is genuinely telling you how to play better, maybe listen to them instead of taking offense to it. Like, I've been told that I'm healing like an idiot because I had fucking cleric stance on and I didn't realize I did.
Yeah, I mean, it's something, especially when you, well, now it's not an issue, but before, when you would switch in and out of cleric stance to do extra damage... and your heals dropped, you might have hit the button as you were switching hotbars so it didn't activate.
Yep.
And you just don't notice. One other good thing about our fellow potatoes...
Taters.
...is they don't hold it against that we're PS4 players. They actually have
a large, lot of them are
they have
PS4
a large
players.
Variety of PS4 players. Most of the people I talk to are PS4, except for Shin.
Yeah, Shin is
Shin's PC.
Mm-hmm.
Which is really nice. The biggest reason why I never really wanted to go into a lot of free companies is because the moment they find out I'm on PS4, they're just like...
You don't know how to play the game right.
You don't know how to play the game right. It's like, really? It's like, I beat the hardest fight in the game. Twin Tanya was the hardest fight in the game before all of the little added stuff. But compared to, like, the raids now, Twin Tanya's still a pain in the ass if you're the same level.
Mm-hmm.
I beat Twin Tanya on PS4. Plenty of PC players that still hadn't. So I didn't. I really didn't like hearing that I don't know how to play the game, because unless I tell you I'm playing on PS4, or you examine me and see my online ID, you're never going to know.
No.
So.
And I've tried. The best thing about the PlayStation 4 is its ability to hook up a keyboard and mouse. Xbox won't let you do that.
Yeah. I actually got kicked from a free company early on when we first started playing, because they examined me and saw that I was a PlayStation 4 player, kicked me immediately.
PS4 or PS3?
PS3. But it was the PS3 I beat Twin Tanya on, so...
Which one was that one?
Hmm?
Which one was that one?
Finding Coil of Bahamut, turn 5.
That I finally beat recently since they added the Raid Finder.
Yeah, you went in without level syncing?
Yep. Yeah. No, I went in level syncing.
Without item syncing.
Without item syncing.
So, but... Yeah, it's just really nice to finally be part of a group where we don't feel insanely socially awkward.
And I have subscriptions on both, for Heavens, from Realm Reborn all the way up to Stormblood on PC. I did that specifically so I can log in at your house in case we ever do, like, you know, a drinking party or something and we're just sitting here drinking, playing video games. I have a PC subscription for all of them so I can still play it while you play it on the big screen. That's fine. I will not go out of my way to play Final Fantasy on my PC. I love it to death.
I would be more worried about people playing on a laptop than people playing on a PS4. Because of the touchpad.
Oh, I use my mouse.
Okay.
I use my gaming mice.
Yeah, a laptop.
Laptops are a bitch, but if you have a mouse, it works well.
But, anyways, do you have anything else to add, Ryan?
No, sir.
I think that about covers a bunch of stuff. Oh, so at one point we were asked to do an episode about sodomy in video games. And I have tried and tried and tried and tried and tried to figure out how to make that be an hour-long episode. But due to the ESRB, or Peggy.
Peggy! Peggy 13!
It's a little difficult to do. However, since we've got a few minutes, I could actually do a half-hour episode. Would you prefer to do a half-hour episode? And yeah. We'll throw this as a future plan, an episode on sodomy?
Yes. I'm okay with that.
I can't believe we're going to do an episode on sodomy. Okay. Yeah, then I guess we're just going to call it quits, so you can get home, and I can log in Final Fantasy.
Well, that's what I'm looking forward to.
Oh, you're actually going
to
be on?
Oh, hell yeah.
Sweet.
I already told Ashley that's what's happening.
Okay, well, I haven't done anything yet, so. All right. Later, guys.
Later!